Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens of Immunutrition. And first off, Amber, I want to wish you a very happy dietitian and nutritionist day tomorrow.
Thank you.
Of course, we talked last week about this being nutrition
National Nutrition Month. Yep.
So we salute the dietitians and nutritionists tomorrow.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Salute.
I appreciate
That's
that.
Right. Now, it's also National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
And we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that and nutrition in the same breath here today. So take it away.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of the local healthcare facilities are highlighting this and some of the things that they're doing this month, too. Because colorectal cancer is one that, you know, early onset colorectal cancer, so people being diagnosed younger, is a pretty big problem. And many people probably know somebody who's had colorectal cancer. And about half of that risk, according to research, is potentially from modifiable risk factors. And among those is diet. So I thought today we could talk just a little bit about what increases our risk for colorectal cancer and what appears to decrease our risk for or be associated with a lower risk for colorectal cancer. Now, as with anything else, diet is not the solution, right? It is a piece of the puzzle. So it's not to say that if you ate a perfect diet, which again doesn't exist, that's not to say that it would 100% reduce or eliminate your risk for colorectal cancer, but we can reduce the likelihood, and that's pretty good. I'll just put a plug in there for screening too, because I know that's a big push that a lot of the healthcare facilities around here have, and it's something that people don't love to go in and get colonoscopies. I don't think anybody.
No, I've never heard anybody get real excited
gets
about it.
Terribly excited about the prep nor the procedure. But colorectal cancer.
I've done it a couple of times, and it's the prep more than the procedure that's kind of annoying.
Yes. But it's not pleasant.
No, but you get over it.
But it's a lot better than dealing with late-stage colon cancer.
That's right.
So get out there. Get your screening done. I think Andy told us at a chamber meeting this month that the screening starts at age 45 now. So talk to your doctor and see if it's appropriate for you. But in the meantime, and beyond, even if your colonoscopy comes back great, diet is still impactful. And this is one of those things where what you eat today isn't going to impact your risk for cancer tomorrow. It's what we eat in general over long periods of time and what those diet patterns look like that increases or decreases our risk for certain types of cancer. So it's a tricky thing to study because we don't know how many months or years we need or decades for some of these cancers to develop. And it's just a tricky thing to study. But what we have seen in the research that's out there right now is the diet that most of us eat, the standard American diet, or the SAD diet, as it is called, or a traditional Western diet, is associated with an increased risk. Now, the big things that come into a Western diet are, and we talked about this with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease too, high intake of red meat and processed meat is associated with an increased risk. And what do we mean when we say high intake? Well, the upper percentage of people who are consuming it on average, in the upper quartile, was 76 grams per day or more. Now, 76 grams comes out to about 2.5 ounces per day on average. Keep in mind, 3 ounces is roughly the size of a deck of cards. So it is a serving smaller than a deck of cards per day on average can increase our risk compared to those who don't eat red meat or have the least amount of red meat and processed meat. Excess alcohol also increases our risk. Ultra-processed food, we've talked about it several times, also increases our risk. And then, not surprisingly, the things like sugar-sweetened beverages, synthetic food colorings potentially, other additives that go into our foods are potentially contributors to the risk as well. So let's talk about what you can do. Have you ever heard of the DASH diet?
Heard of it. I have no idea what it is.
Okay, so it's a dietary approaches to stop hypertension. Basically, it's lower in red meat and processed meat. It's low in sodium. It's rich in fiber. Very similar to the Mediterranean diet, and both of those are associated with decreased risk of colorectal cancer. And part of the reason is they're both really, really rich in fiber, especially fiber from vegetables, but fiber from bread and breakfast cereals is also associated with a decreased risk of colorectal cancer. Other foods that have been shown to have that reduced risk or to potentially contribute are things like milk and cheese, yogurt. Overall intake of fruits and veggies, we'll talk about which ones specifically. Whole grains, like I mentioned, legumes, in particular, soybeans, when we eat them as whole soy foods, not necessarily the soy oil that we find in our processed foods, but whole soy foods like edamame and tempeh and tofu and soy milk, things like that. Fish, tea, especially green tea, certain kinds of coffee, and then real chocolate. So not chocolate candy bars, not things that have a bunch of other stuff added to them, but like dark chocolate, like cacao, unsweetened cocoa powder, things like that. So when we think about why these foods impact our risk for colorectal cancer, it comes down to, again, something we've talked about before, and that's our microbiome. What happens in the gut is a big part of, obviously, colorectal cancer, because that's part of our gut. But that microbiome that lives in there seems to influence whether or not cancer and other things develop in our intestines. So one thing that happens is what's called dysbiosis, or an imbalance of the bacteria in our gut. It's where the foods that we eat are feeding too many of those less healthy bacteria and not enough of those beneficial bacteria and other microorganisms. There are very specific microorganisms that have been linked to a higher risk or have been associated with colorectal cancer. But I would not say that that association in most cases is strong enough for somebody to go out and pay for an over-the-counter stool test. If there's something that your doctor is concerned about, I would say the ones that are going to give you the best information are the ones you're going to get at your primary care clinic. And then just less diversity in general. The more diverse our diet is, the more fiber we're taking in. Generally speaking, the more diverse our gut bacteria are, again, generally speaking, the more diverse our bacteria, the better our health and the better the health of our intestines. So incorporating lots of those whole foods, lots of veggies, especially things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, dark green leafy vegetables. Our ultimate goal for fiber is at least 30 grams of fiber per day. So it can be helpful to track your fiber for a couple days. Most Americans are sitting closer to 12 or less grams of fiber per day. Most of the processed foods we eat do not have fiber. Meat and other animal products do not have fiber. And getting those fiber from things that are rich in phytonutrients, especially curcumin, which comes from turmeric, apples, mushrooms, again, soy, resveratrol, which we get from grapes or red wine, quercetin, which we get from a lot of our fruits. Again, apples come in there too. Berries, cherries, grapes, onions, tomatoes. So many good whole foods. If you're getting lots of fruits and veggies, you're getting good whole grains, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
All right. I just wanted to point out to you, I just happened to think as I saw this article the other day here.
Yeah, when you were just reading about.
Yes, and this, then I Googled this one because I didn't print it out, but I should have. Scientists have just discovered a huge health benefit of coffee. Came
Look
out
at that.
A couple of days ago.
Okay.
This is a new research.
Sure.
Recent research found a surprising link between coffee and gut health.
Look at that.
How about that, huh?
And again.
So let me hoist my cup of coffee.
in cheers to
that. Yes.
And coffee is one of those things that's been shown to decrease risk of colon cancer. So now, coffee can't replace water. Water is still important. Other beverages can still come with benefit, like milk and tea. But yes, I don't think if you like coffee, you don't need to rule it out. It's all the stuff we put in coffee that makes it problematic.
I don't put anything in my coffee.
Just a little bit of love.
Just black. Yes. Water and coffee.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. Well, lots to talk about during this nutrition month.
Yeah.
And again, hats off to you and all your fellow, your cohorts there in the dietary and nutrition world.
Thank you. Yes.
That's, what do you do to, what is a dietitian go out and get pretty crazy on a celebration like that? Or
we just eat more vegetables. Oh, yeah.
In moderation,
that's
hopefully.
Right. Yes.
All
that's right.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Amber. If anybody has any questions on this or other topics, how can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. or on Facebook at Immune Nutrition. You can always call here to the radio station. You guys can always find me. And if you're local, starting at the end of this month, I'll be up at the clinic at Madison Healthcare here, right in Madison, like 4 days a week. So
sounds good. You'll be able to take referrals. And
I sure will.
You'll be able to turn it in on insurance and
that's
everything
right.
else. So
you got it. Good you deal. Do primary care here. You just talk to your doctor. Otherwise, call the front desk and they can try to hook you up.
That's right. Meet Amber in person.
That's right.
All right. It's even better on the radio. Better than on the radio.
Even
right?
better.
All right. All right. Thanks, Amber. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Another Taco Tuesday here on Q92.